Samples were collected in hundreds every day. The work was hard. Today, this is a little paradise. The capos had orders to kill a certain number of prisoners every day. And every week, selection. A merciless selection. Yes, you're lucky. Stop it! Be quiet, I begged. You can tell your stories tomorrow or on some other day. They burst out laughing. They were not veterans for nothing. Are you scared? So were we scared, and there was plenty to be scared of in those days. The old men stayed in their corner, dumb, motionless, haunted. Some were praying. An hour's delay. In an hour, we should know the verdict. Death or a reprieve. And my father? Suddenly I remembered him. How would he pass the selection? He had aged so much.
Ellie has learned the terrible news that there will be a selection at Buna. Remember back when Ellie and his father first arrived at Birkenau, and the German officer, Dr. Mengele, decided which prisoners would live or die with a single wave of his stick? Well, that's what a selection is. And one is about to begin now. The prisoners will be inspected, and those who are too sick, too old, or too weak to work will be selected to be killed and burned in the ovens. Ellie is worried about his father, whose health has gotten worse and worse since he entered the camps. But the fact that it takes Ellie a few minutes to even remember his father, who was once the only thought in his mind, shows how much life in the camp has changed Ellie and taken away the things that make him human. Suffering has turned him into a machine whose only thoughts now are of food, water, and survival. Let's continue reading from the middle of page 67, where it says, "The head of our block..."
The head of our block had never been outside concentration camps since 1933. He had already been through all the slaughterhouses, all the factories of death. At about 9 o'clock, he took up his position in our midst. "Achtung!" There was instant silence. Listen carefully to what I am going to say. For the first time, I heard his voice quiver. "In a few moments, the selection will begin. You must get completely undressed. Then, one by one, you go before the SS doctors. I hope you will all succeed in getting through, but you must help your own chances. Before you go into the next room, move about in some way so that you give yourselves a little color. Don't walk slowly. Run. Run as if the devil were after you. Don't look at the SS. Run straight in front of you." He broke off for a moment, then added, "And the essential thing, don't be afraid." Here was a piece of advice we should have liked very much to be able to follow.
You're at the end of this disc. Please insert disc 4 into your CD player and begin reading at the top of page 68.